back. And I thought it was time to take a little break from all of the angst and anguish and strangeness out there. And time out is in order for some beautiful music. So I'm going to play some music this hour. And I'm going to play a lot of the Platters music. I think this is some of the greatest music that our society and culture has ever created. And certainly the artists involved were just supreme in their own right, each of them, but especially Tony Williams. So I'll start with one that many of you have heard. It's kind of a classic. If you've seen American Graffiti, it was basically the pivotal song, I think, in the whole soundtrack. Somebody did this over in a beautiful stereo version. Now, you won't be able to hear that stereo, but I think you hear the clarity of it. And then I'm going to play some things that very few of you have probably ever heard. They're really nuggets, and I go looking for these things, and sometimes I'm lucky enough to find them. But here's the first one, and I think all of you will certainly know this, but the quality of sound is extraordinary in this one. So speakers up and enjoy. And that song actually was tried out a couple of years earlier. It didn't go anywhere. And then Tony Williams and the Platters did it, and it was a dominant number one for a long time. And they were off and running. Now, here's a cover. They didn't do too many covers. They did mostly original songs. But I'm going to play tonight a few oldies that were popular before that they redid. Here's one that I think is especially, I won't say it's better than the original, that's a very subjective thing, but it is beautifully done, and I think very much overlooked and not played much. So here you go.
If I didn't care than words can say, if if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then maybe I'm wrong. But what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
That was a long note. Think of it as a different age. Listen to the diction, listen to the lyrics, listen to the pronunciation, the enunciation, and the tuning in on the sense, the essence of the actual words. Just amazing. None of this garbage mouth stuff. Very, very beautifully done. Here's another one that some of you will remember, and it's entitled Remember When. So here we go.
Remember when I first met you. My lips were so kind. You say I love you. Remember. You must
Okay, and again, I just suggest, listen to the perfect diction, beautiful language. Happens to be Tony Williams singing. It could be anybody. It's done right. And I think that's something we just don't hear anymore. Here's another one now, and I think that, well, this is an old one. I don't remember how old, probably during the war years, but it's got a melody. That's another thing they don't know how to do anymore, melody. It kind of sticks in your head, and some of you will still have it there. Maybe your parents played it. Maybe you remember it. Here, try this out.
Must remain with the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you. What good is a song if the words just don't belong? And a dream must be a dream for two. No good alone, to each his own. For me there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I've found my own, one and only you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I've found my own, one and only.
Nice, nice song, timeless song, pretty song. They don't understand what they're missing, so many people now. It's because they don't have a chance, they're not exposed to it. It's not their fault. It just is the way it is now. All right, here's another one that it's a classic. And I didn't even know that Tony Williams did this. And he did it beautifully. In fact, I played it with John Barber when he was last on. So here we go.
Life is fun. together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When she went away, the blues walked in and met me. And if she stays away,
good stuff. Very good. Now, I'm going to jump back to another set of songs and pull this one out. And I'll bet most of you have never heard this. But listen, the writing is superb, the melody is outstanding, and Williams just handles it perfectly. And again, I don't want to belabor the point, but listen to his diction. It's just exquisite. Okay, have you heard that one before? I'll bet a lot of you haven't. Now, Nat King Cole was a giant in the 50s and early 60s. And one of his biggest hits was called Mona Lisa. Well, Tony Williams covered this, and he did it very well. And I always like to hear great songs done great by different people. So here's this song. This is a tough one. You won't find this around. It's very rare. All right, we got the channel cleared. Here we go.
Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only because you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold? That Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there.
All right. Now, there's another one that I'll bet nobody has heard before, or very few people. Well, let's play this one. This is another one. Now, remember, this is a whole different age. This is almost, 65 years ago. Different time, different people, different sentiment, different morals, different emotion. Nice times. Gentle times. Here we go.
There is one in a million like you. A dream in a million come true. I confess that I really don't know why, but I know that I glow like I do. Once in a lifetime is part to find someone rare as you are. But now you're around, I have really found that there's one in a million like you. In a lifetime, you know, a love heaven started below.
one in a million like you. Fate was surely kind to help my heart find someone like you to be my love. I give thanks each day that you came my way. Way out of heaven to dry love. Oh, yes, once in a lifetime, you know, a love heaven started below. Though it may be rare, you and I do share this love that has happened to few. For there's one in a million love.
You ever heard that one? I bet not too many of you have. Now, let's see, what are we going to do next here? Okay, here's another one. This was a, I don't recall who originally released this, but this was another one from the 50s. And it's rare. You don't hear it anymore. Sometimes you hear the musical line in an orchestral version in background music, but that's about it. All right, let's see if you can remember this one. One. When I heard that, I hadn't heard that in a long time. Nice job. Here's another one. So many great ones. This is was released in 1963, but it's a much older song than that. Once in a While.
Once in a while, will you try to give away?
Now, you don't hear those very often, except here. Somebody just emailed in and mentioned Johnny Contardo of Shana Knot. He was excellent, very good singer. I had him on the program. We spent an hour with him and played some of his excellent, excellent work. He's another good one. There are a lot of them. But I really think that Tony Williams was right at the top. In my view, he had everything. He wasn't operatic, but he had full control of every sound a human voice could make with a given amount of ability, and he had an incredible voice. He didn't study. He was born with this. He was parking cars in Hollywood when he was found by a guy named Buck Ram, who started the Platters. And Tony just had it. Now, this is a real strange one. It's got to be from the 30s. And I've never heard it anywhere else, I don't think, than here. And it's odd. It's very low key. And the arrangement, the chorus gets involved at the two-thirds mark, and it's kind of screwy, but Tony handles it perfectly. It's very gentle. And to take a listen and see if you like this. This is an odd one. You just never hear it.
The blue for you, for loving. I'll make a string of pearls out of the dew.
Isn't that a strange one? That's a very unusual one. I consider that a discovery. I'm sure there are a lot of you out there who knew it, but that was new to me. Now let's see. What'll I do next? Well, this is fun. I hope you're enjoying this. Here we go. Now this was the B. All of you remember 45s? There was an A side and a B side. The A side was the big winner, and at least that was the hope by the group when the producer would release it. The B side was kind of a throwaway. Well, on the flip side of Remember When was this absolutely sensational song that could have been on its own an A side and probably should have been. And I've never heard this before until about 2 months ago. And it's amazing. Now listen to how he approaches this. He uses his voice always differently. He can match the essence of the lyrics. It's a whole different cadence now. This is called Love of a Lifetime. Obviously from an old, scratchy 45, but I think you got the message. That's a discovery. I'd like to go into the studio and remaster that. That would be fun. Maybe I will. Put out all these on a disc. Give them away. Okay, here's another one. This one is another kind of one of those that gets in your head and just rattles around in there. I don't know how that is. There's a term for that. I don't know what it is, but you get a melody, and it just it gets on a track, and it goes, and it repeats. There's More Than You Know. All right, hold on. Let me get off that track. I'm juggling two YouTube screens here and a CD player. And all right, here we go.
More than you know, more than you know, girl, oh my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind, more than you know. Whether you're
cry, oh how I cry. If you got tired and said goodbye, more than I show, more than you ever know. More than I show, more than you ever know.
More than you know.
That was another good one. All right. Okay, here's another one. I think I've got time for two more. All right. This is another classic that I think I played before, and it's great. Tony really had a voice. They didn't let him use it to its fullest very often in these arrangements, but this one he got to unwind it at the end.
The tide rushes in and a kiss on the shore, then rolls out to sea, and the sea is very still once more. So I rush to your side like the oncoming tide, with one burning thought, will your arms open wide? The tide at its ebb, I'm at peace in the web of your arms.
Perfect. Doesn't get any better. Now, we got time for one more, so let me cue this up, and we will end the hour with this one. Okay, here we go. This is for all of you who remember high school dances. This was the final number that often was played in the mid to late 50s and 60s for the last slow dance. And this is to Jimmy Mars. He really liked this song.
And no songbirds are singing.
Ah.
When the twilight is gone,
ah.
You come into my heart.
Ah.
And here in my heart you will stay while I pray. My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day in a dream that's divine.
with the world far away. And your lips close to mine.
For as long as we live.